Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
In last week's budget, the government said it would use the €3 billion from the sale of AIB shares to boost Ireland's creaking infrastructure, notably housing, energy and water. My next guest advises others on how best to build big infrastructure projects such as motorways, including the infamous A5 road in Northern Ireland, or underground railway lines like Metrolink. Cain Lynch is the Director of Infrastructure with the consultants Turner and Townsend. Good morning, Cain.
Good morning, Joe.
Can you explain for us what you do for Metrolink?
So Turner and Townsend has been appointed as the client partner on the Metrolink project. That appointment was made towards the end of last year. And we're advising across the full range of activities that would be associated with the development of a project at that of that scale at that stage in the project. So we're advising around what are the governance arrangements, what's the organisational design, how do we make decisions at the pace that's needed to support an in-flight project once the procurement of contractors is completed. How do we manage risk, how do we ensure the costs are controlled, and a whole range
of managing the cost control, that's going to be a headache for you given the pressures that governments are under not to waste taxpayers' money.
Exactly. The focal point of all this when you're spending big infrastructure projects is ensuring value for money. We've leveraged our global expertise to bring the best people in the business right here to Ireland to manage costs. For example, we've taken people from involved in the development of the Infrastructure and Projects Authority's Project RipMap in the UK, which we co-authored.
Project RipMap.
So it's a methodology that's best in class methodology that describes how you go about setting up projects for success and delivering them successfully.
Well, I mean, some people say that something like €100 million has already been spent on Metro North, Metro Link, whatever you want to rebrand it, and yet there's not a single shovel on the ground.
So I suppose the reality of the situation is that the contracts were almost at the point of award prior to the financial crash, and the project would probably be built by now if the financial situation had facilitated it back then.
But all the work that was done up to this, is that all just torn up? I mean, surely there's something left over from that.
Exactly. And you're continuing to build on the work that's been done previously, but also you need to look. The situation changes. Demographics change. Land use patterns change.
Objections?
Well, yes. And we're going through the statutory process at the moment on Metrolink specifically. So I would like to maybe just not go into that in too much detail.
Yeah. I mentioned water. Ishka Éireann is going to get something like €1.2 billion. The company itself, according to Ishka Éireann, warned that they may need €120 billion in yesterday's Business Post.
Yeah, so I suppose just generally on the budget, we'd welcome the €3 billion that was ring fenced for infrastructure within the budget. But ultimately, that's not quite enough.
It's not even scratching the surface if they think they need €120 billion.
Yeah, we've huge ambitions for infrastructure, and the budget doesn't quite reach far enough in terms
And do you help with big water infrastructure and sewerage?
Yes. Yeah. So we're involved, for example, we're working with Ishka Éireann at the moment around their capital works program. We're involved in DAA, and we're involved in Metrolink. We're involved with Airgrid around the offshore program, and lots of other capital programs across the sector.
So when Ishka Éireann get their money, they're probably going to discover that they need a lot more money. So how do you keep them under control? How do you keep Ishka Éireann and say, guys, this is the budget, we're sticking to it?
Well, so it's probably more complicated than that. That it's not just a case of money in all of this. If the money was to materialise tomorrow, there are lots of other things that need to be done to make sure that any infrastructure project can be delivered successfully. We've got the organisational design, the governance arrangements. We've got the skills that needed to deliver it on the ground. We need to make sure that we balance the amount of work going through the pipeline with the skills available in the market, or we do end up having to pay price premiums and potentially not deliver value for money. So there's a very careful balancing act to be struck.
Did you work with the OPW on the bike shed or a security hut by any chance in Dáil Éireann?
No, I haven't been involved. And
but that must be embarrassing for whoever signed off on that.
Well, I suppose it's one of those things that that, you know, I haven't been involved in the project. I'm not over the detail. I've just seen what's in the press, and what's in the press, the numbers do seem chunky. But I've been involved in a few security projects before, and there's lots of infrastructure that just doesn't meet the eye.
And what do you do when someone puts a quote in front of you that's off the charts, that has a zero on it that you didn't expect? What do you do?
Well, I suppose from a Turner & Townsend point of view, we're heavily involved in developing costs and estimates for major infrastructure projects. Mm. And there's leading methodology that we would use, such as reference class forecasting, where you look at how much did a project cost before? What were the risks that were encountered? How do we value those risks? What's the probability of those occurring? Mm. To make sure that we really get onto the bonnet of an estimate. It's not just a case of picking a number and thinking that might be it.
And the materials as well. You watch the materials, because materials costs can be huge.
Material costs there's been a huge amount of volatility in material costs over the last number of years. And that's a huge risk in any construction project. So so whenever a contractor would price a project like that, they're generally taking a lot of the risk. Now, there are contracting mechanisms, procurement strategies that would allow the risk of that volatility to be shared between the client and the contractor. Mm-hmm. They allow us to much more to increase value for money, because the contractor doesn't have to price that into the job.
So apart from water and apart from the Metrolink, any other huge projects you're working on? You mentioned Dublin Airport as well.
Yeah, so we're appointed as the investment delivery partner at Dublin Airport. They have a very ambitious capital program there. Again, doing similar tasks.
Well, they don't need a new runway. So what are they building?
So there's airfield upgrades. There's a underpass being developed at the moment, and there's a new security and baggage facility that's being developed. So there's a huge capital program there that we're right at the heart of.
All right, Lewis, are you involved in that?
We're not involved in this at the moment, as far as I'm aware.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much, and best of luck keeping costs down for all Irish taxpayers, certainly as an Irish taxpayer myself. Cain, thank you so much for coming in. That's Cain Lynch, the Director of Infrastructure with the consultants Turner and Townsend.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.